Alyssa Milano challenges Cruz to gun debate, so America can hear your bullshit firsthand. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2019. Actress turned left-wing activist Alyssa Milano challenged Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, to a debate on gun rights but posed the event as a platform where she can expose Cruz's bullshit to the American people firsthand. I'd love to come in and meet with you on the gun issue and many other issues that include life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, at Ted Cruz and also 1 Peter 4:8, Milano wrote in response to Cruz's lengthy thread, addressing one of her previous questions. I'll be in D.C. next week. We can live stream the meeting so the American people can hear your bullshit firsthand, the actor added. The discussion started Sunday after Milano posed a question to evangelicals on Twitter, asking them to cite which passage of the Bible God states it is a God-given right to own a gun. The tweet followed the news of the devastating shooting in the Odessa Midland region, which resulted in 7 deaths and 22 injuries. Cruz responded to Milano's question in a Twitter thread, writing in part, "An excellent cue, worth considering carefully without the snark of Twitter. It is of course not the right to a modern-day firearm that is God-given but rather the right to life and the right to liberty. Essential to that right to life is the right to defend your life and your family." The Texas senator also explained the concepts of the founding documents and even cited a scripture, for Milano's request. Cruz also listed examples of heroes using firearms as a form of self-defense and gave the B-list actress a brief history lesson on the disarmament of citizens and what that generally meant in terms of power. Cruz wrote, "Stephen Wilford exercised that fundamental right when he risked his own life to stop the Sutherland Springs murderer, saving countless others as a result. St. George Tucker, one of the most important scholars in early America, explained the reasons behind the Second Amendment as follows. This may be considered as the true palladium of liberty. The right of self-defense is the first law of nature. In most govs it has been the study of rulers to confine this right within the narrowest limits possible. Wherever, the right to keep and bear arms is, under any pretext whatsoever, prohibited, liberty, if not already annihilated, is on the brink of destruction. That's also why, post-Civil War, disarming Black Americans was a critical objective of the KKK, and was memorialized in countless Jim Crow laws, to strip African Americans of their God-given right to self-defense from violence." Milano, however, dismissed the time Cruz took to answer her question and instead requested a debate, so she can expose this bullshit to the American people. She also cited 1 Peter 4:8, which states, "And above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." It remains unclear why Milano would imply that the scripture contradicts Cruz's argument, as self-defense, particularly defending others in dangerous situations, is an act of love. The activist also attempted to delegitimize Cruz's position by tweeting a chart showing the support Cruz receives from pro-Second Amendment groups. Cruz has yet to respond to Milano's invitation.